The Astros failed, but so did 28 other teams. Tadatis is back. Well, Nick, it's been a little while, my friend.
Joshua, we are back to Dottis. Taking a dump and thinking about shit.
Yeah, so the Astros were big time losers, kind of, sort of. Except
actually, before we even dive into that, we have to do this proper.
Oh, first. Wow. Starting off proper, like?
Yeah, well, we're drinking something special here.
Oh, yeah, this is a rare occasion.
Because this is episode 30.
Oh, my
Tadatis, 3 goodness. 0.
Oh, Nick, but it's 30. We made it.
There it is. Oh. Yes, sir.
That's awful. After 30, like, everything just goes downhill from here. That's what they said. Do you remember, like, when you were, like, 15, 16, and you just thought 30 was ancient?
30 seemed really old, and we're...
It took us two years to get to 30.
For the record, we are much closer to the door of 40. Some of our friends have already broken through that door.
Those old people. All right, so this is Tadatis. For those you don't know, Tadatis. That's stands for, what does it stand for, Nick?
Taking a dump and thinking about shit.
So this is basically the podcast. We just record our notes from the bathroom and we just share them with you.
And it somehow saves the world, because that's what we do.
Yeah.
Solve the world's problems. You can find us at Tadatis.com, on Facebook, Twitter, Tadatis Pod.
On Twitter, yeah.
Google Play, Stitcher.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Apple, iTunes, right? All of it.
Yeah, all of that. Yeah, all right.
So let's go back to...
The Astros.
Oh, man.
The Astros got all the way to Game 7 of the World Series. That's kind of cool, Nick. A lot of people hated Joe Buck, which I thought was very funny. I got a big kick out of that.
I don't like Joe Buck.
A lot of people, Astros fans apparently are retardos because they just think that A.J. Hinch forgot how to manage. Although we can probably do some speculation on how he handled that last game.
You do the Monday morning quarterback on it, and I wanted him to leave Greinke in by the end of the day.
Yeah.
I didn't manage that team in Game 7 of the World Series.
Also, if you pay any attention to Twitter, people are really stupid about what a qualifying offer is. Also, they don't get that. But that's another story for another day. The Astros, all the way to Game 7, that's pretty awesome. Greinke was on fire.
6 2/3. Actually, 6 1/3.
The best thing out of that, or my big takeaway from that, is that I feel really good about Greinke next year. You know what I mean?
He pitched, what I said going into that game, first of all, he was so calm. He was calming for me just to know he was on the mound, because he's for anybody that doesn't know who Zach Greinke was before that game, you found it out. You thought maybe it was some sort of a fluke late in the season when he went 8 2/3, almost got the complete game.
Did I tell you that I was listening to somebody?
But that was Greinke. Greinke's a great pitcher.
Well, did I tell you somebody I can't take credit for this, but somebody I was listening to somewhere was like, man, I hope that it goes to Game 7. And Greinke has a really great game and the Astros win, because then the Astros fans will fall in love with Greinke and not be so hard on for Cole, who is probably leaving.
Well, and I think that
and we did everything except win the game.
I think the fan base fell in love with Greinke
anyways. I think so. No, I don't think so. I think people were really kind of, he was just like blah, because he'd just been so mediocre in the playoffs. And
you don't think that they loved him after the game?
No, I'm telling you that I'm saying leading up to the game, that was something that I was kind of interested in, is that idea that Greinke would kind of endear himself to the fans by having a really great game, and he did that. He delivered on the biggest stage.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So good for him. And, you know, he also did with the glove, which was super impressive. And it brought him his 6th gold glove in a row. Did you hear about that?
Yeah,
6th gold glove in a row. But he got it from the National League, because he pitched basically the
season. He pitched 9 games for us in the regular season.
But you got to see that gold glove type performance.
He had 5 assists from the field.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Pitching was phenomenal. It was a disappointing ending to what was a magical, historical season for the Astros, and ultimately a disappointing one. Yeah. But
and historic.
We're just spoiled, first and foremost.
Yeah, historic in that, you know, it was historic in wins, and all the players they have up for awards. You have 2 guys for the Cy Young. One of them's going to win it. It's probably be Cole.
I think Verlander's going to get it.
Why do you think?
I think Verlander's going to get it because the difference in ERA was so negligible.
Yeah, but the strikeouts. He's got 27 more strikeouts,
yeah,
I think.
But Verlander also has more wins. It's only one, but it's one more win. He also got 300 strikeouts, and he got his 3,000th career strikeout this
year. Yeah, I get all that. Cole was 20-5 with 326. Verlander was 21-6 with 300 strikeouts.
Right.
Combined 626 strikeouts. That's pretty nuts. Also, 41 and 11 between two pitchers. That's pretty darn dominant. That went on.
That's very similar to, I mean, you remember the Diamondbacks back in the day with Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling.
Yeah.
And they were both up for the Cy Young that year.
Is that right?
And they went to the World Series.
Did they win?
They did.
Yeah. Well, that's unfortunate. Cole's probably gone. Were you upset about his post-game press conference? A lot of people butthead about that. Listen, these Astros fans are something else, Nick. By the way, they are something else.
His reply just seemed... It almost seemed like a petulant child, but...
Did you see the context of it, though?
But I also understand exactly where he's coming from as far as, listen, I got to get paid. I know I'm getting paid.
Yeah, but... Are you talking about the press conference specifically after the game where he's wearing the Scott Boras hat?
The Boras hat and the I'm not an employee of the Astros. Yeah, okay. I represent myself.
So did you see the before that part? Because there's a video of him. And basically what's happening is, I mean, we're talking about 10 minutes after the game.
Sure.
And there's nine reporters in his face asking him, is he going to be an Astro next year? Is he going to be a free agent? And it's like, come on, we just lost a hard-fought game where, you know, he wanted to get in the game, although we found out later that the circumstances were pretty clear.
He was only coming in if
he's only coming in under certain circumstances. Yeah. So when you take that all into consideration, it's like, listen, you got the guy at a frustrated point. And on top of that, he goes over and he does the interview. He actually gives him the time of day. So I'm not mad at that at all. I mean, you know, the Astros are going to do what they're going to do. They shouldn't overpay for him. They shouldn't sign him to a long-term deal. Yeah, Cole wants both of those things, so he should probably go somewhere that's going to pay him that. That's kind of my thought.
8 years, 288 is what I heard that he's looking for. 8 years, which that's comes insane. That's $38 million.
How about this? How about this idea?
$38 million.
Did I tell you last night that he pitches once every fifth day?
Oh, right? Yeah. That was exactly what I heard when I read about a little bit about what they, you know, just the fact he's allegedly looking for 8 and 288, and that comes out to $38 million a year.
If he gets it, good every for him,
fifth
man.
Day, you're gonna get paid $38 million to play every fifth day. You better be lights out.
What do you mean he better be lights out? The contract's guaranteed.
Actually, you're right. He doesn't have to do anything.
Right. They hope he's lights out. They hope he's lights out. Whoever signs him, I mean, he's gonna get paid, and somebody's gonna pay him a lot of money. Good for them, man.
Well,
he deserves it.
Strasburg's gonna get paid too.
He turned down four years, 25 a year. Yeah. So good for those guys. I hope they get paid. I don't want them anywhere near an Astros team because if that's mortgaging, you know that.
Yeah.
Whole
well, there's
phrase,
no way we can. If we can't, we're not gonna be able to afford Strasburg either. Strasburg wants something too.
Yeah. Exactly. I just. Maybe we just need a bed of music for this. So listen, the Astros have two aces, right? Grinke, I think, will be just fine as your number two. You're going to get McCullers back next year. You've got what you said last night. What's the guy's name?
Dirty Sanchez.
Sanchez might be a factor. And you've also got the guy in AAA or, I don't know, Whitley.
Forrest Whitley. Yeah. And then, Jose Urquidy earned himself a look for next year.
Sure. We had a couple good games, and he's got to sustain some long-term.
That's fine,
yeah.
But he earned
and
himself
also,
a
Lance
look.
McCullers has to come back from the injury and show that he can be
McCullers,
like he was.
Do you follow McCullers on Twitter?
Yeah, I saw him. He threw his throwing pitches.
He's been throwing a bunch, yeah.
He said 1 year, was it 1 year from today he had the surgery or something?
Yeah.
Like that? So good for him, man. He expects to be a big piece of this team, I think, moving forward. So I'm not worried about that. They might go pluck another guy from, you know, free agency, some guy like Wade Miley that'll just show out this year and spin the ball.
Yeah,
and
speaking of Wade Miley, he's gone.
Yeah, he's a free agent. They got to do something with Will Harris I don't know. They don't have to do anything, but they've got a couple guys they got
to. I'd like them to re-sign Will Harris.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think we need to bring back Chorizo, too, and Maldonado wants to go.
You like good. Chirinos?
I do.
Okay,
I do.
So have you heard this name? Yes, Yasmani Grandal?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so that's a guy who's a free agent who a lot of some of the Twitterverse brought him up. And he's a switch-hitting catcher. Kind of a big guy, 6'1".
Where's he playing right now?
I think he was at Milwaukee.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
okay.
I think so, yeah. But he's a guy that probably hit the ball for you a little bit more than what you've got. I don't know what his receiving skills, let's say. He's a very good offensive acumen due to his switch-hitting prowess and a big frame. He also patient enough to draw a fair amount of walks. His receiving skills and ability to call a good game from behind the plate leaves a little something to desire. So he's more of a hitting guy than a defensive guy, it sounds like.
Torino's is pretty damn good defensively. And
yeah,
he hit pretty well, too.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, whatever. They'll find a guy like they found McCain, they found Torino's, they found Maldonado twice.
I think we're going to work out some magic. And it's, again, we're spoiled in the fact that this is 3 years in a row that we got 100-plus wins out of this team. World Series twice. It was a frustrating end. It's going to be frustrating to me to see Gerrit Cole leave because I think the perfect storm to keep him was that we won the World Series and he wins the Cy Young. I thought if he got both, we could maybe hang on to him somehow. But
see, I thought the opposite about winning the World Series. I thought the best chance to keep him was
to lose
that you lost and he had some unfinished business. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't win it, so I'm gonna go one more year, you know what I mean, or one more chance. But he wants to get paid. This is the get paid time.
Yeah,
so that's not really, like, if it was a one more year kind of deal, maybe you'd get him. But that's not how he's doing. He's got Scott Boras as his agent. He's going to get paid.
Good for him. You know who else has Scott Boras as his agent?
Everybody does.
So does Strasburg, and so does Rendon from the Nationals.
Didn't Keuchel also have him as well? Agent.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah, but these guys are pitching way better than Keuchel was. It.
Okay, so here's a guy. I know some of the Astros guys want Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler of the New York Mets. You ever heard of him? Who says, after going 12-7 with a 3.31 ERA and a 1.12 whip last year, you said he finished 2018 with a 4.6
right
posted. Left. He's a right-handed pitcher. He finished 2018 with a 9-1 record and a 1.6 ERA in the second half.
That's not bad at all.
But he was kind of first part of this season, 4.94 through 15 starts. So kind of fell off. The idea behind him is a guy that has shown potential in the past, a guy that has flame and, you know, a little bit of spin action, right? That mixed with some struggles equals maybe undervalued or the cheap, and you get him in the system and he just gets better.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, Cole was really good, but we made him elite Cy Young, right? Verlander was on the twilight of his career, and now he's back to Cy Young kind of level. You know what I mean? Imagine what Greinke's going to do next year. So this is one of those guys that you've seen some good stuff from him in the past, so you know he's got it, right? Maybe it's between the ears. Maybe it's just getting some coaching to look at some arm angle and some spin rotation and blah, 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 blah,
Wheeler,
right?
Huh? Yeah, nobody's exactly. made any moves though thus far.
No. It's way early, but
right. I mean, but they are technically in free agency now, right? It's open for baseball.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know if that's. I don't know.
I think it is.
Maybe. I don't know. This said he's 29 years old. He's got a average fastball 97.3. Right.
That's slow. I don't like that.
Yeah, but that's. He's got a 9.7 strikeout to, let's see, strikeout per nine innings. And he's 2.6 walks per nine innings.
Alrighty.
Yeah, so whatever. So, I mean, listen, he's a guy that, again, on the surface, he's got great stuff, but he's had a down year, right? 4.54 ERA last year. So you maybe get him on the cheap. You put him in the system. He gets better. But I mean, Wade Miley's another example of that, right?
Sure. No, Wade Miley was great for, what did we say?
There you go.
Six and two.
So listen, maybe it's not Zach Wheeler, but there is hope that there's a guy out there the Astros identify who's way undervalued, who we can get on the cheap, maybe for a short-term deal, right? Because that's what you have to continue to find if you're going to have what the modern era of dynasty is going to be, right? With modern free agency and guys who are really good wanting to get paid, and a lot of those guys are on the Astros team, you're going to have to snip somewhere.
Or you got to bring them in like we did Brantley. You got to get steals on short deals.
Exactly.
Somebody that
short-term deals, guys that are undervalued in some way, shape, or form. Maybe guys off injury, hope to stay healthy. Maybe guys like this who have had some experience in the past of being
I'm
some pretty dominant pitcher.
Me neither.
I'm just saying this is a guy that some people talked about on the Twitter sphere, right? Some people that I follow that say this is a guy we should look at because of XYZ. I pulled up some stats on him, and it kind of followed what they were saying.
Sure.
I just think that stuff's interesting.
Oh, I'm with it. Yeah. I'm with it. I'm also not really ready to dive into that. Because,
here's why,
because I'm still a little mourning.
Okay.
What was funny, though, is I say that to say this. Yet last night, Rob came over for the first time since the end of the World Series. He hadn't been over. Sergio and I have been hanging out. He just don't answer his texts. He's nothing, like he ghosted. He shows up last night, and he's like, all right, I think I'm finally over us losing now.
Yeah,
I can come out of my funk.
Oh, was he sad?
He was mad.
Oh, man.
He left. He walked out of the garage during the World Series when Jake booted that ball in center field, like, seventh or eighth inning.
Yeah.
He just stood up and he said, that's it. I'm done. And he stormed
off. He's that mad, huh?
Yeah, he was just done. He quit. And I was like, wow.
I was a little upset, maybe for about 10, 15 minutes. And then I was like, you know what? My team just played in Game 7 of the World Series.
It took me until probably middle of the next day in the afternoon before I was ready to kind of start to move on. I was a little frustrated.
No,
a little frustrated. Yeah,
no, because I kind of like the whole building of it. I like.
I sat in silence after the game in the garage. It was just me. It was me, Sergio, Rob, and all them hanging out. And by the time it was over, it was just me and Sergio. And we sat there probably 10-15 minutes before I even said anything. I was just annoyed.
Yeah. No, I mean there was definitely a few minutes after the game that's just kind of like that's a bummer. That's a bummer. But no, I think I was able to enjoy the fact that they got there pretty quickly. Honestly, I mean, honestly, I was like, you know what? I think it's cool that my team got that far. I really do. And
it still
sucks.
Stings, but it's all right.
Yeah, for sure. But you know, again, the reason I'm talking about this guy is that there is hope. This team is really good.
Sure, we're gonna
one game and one weird series.
Oh my god,
a really weird and kind of boring, and you know what I mean. It did not have the 2017 spice
back and forth,
extra innings of all that stuff. It was like one team got up and that was it.
Of all the records that we set this year as a club, we also set a major league record for the World Series that never before had the road team won every single game, let alone the first six, but every game. Mm-hmm. So it was one that we didn't want to go down in the books for, but the whole season.
It's weird, right? Because they really fought hard that last month to beat out the Yankees and the Dodgers to get home field advantage, right?
Yep.
And you had to play one of those teams. Super interesting. Yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like I moved on pretty quick, and I was kind of excited. I mean, I was kind of excited, but I mean, I was able to go, hey, I'm going to put that into a little box. That was really cool and really close. And now let's look to the future.
Right, well,
and not really look to the future. Mostly it was like, get my life back, because the fucking Astros stole my life.
All of October.
Oh, my goodness.
All of October.
It's brutal.
Like, well, and see, that's why you see tonight. I'm rocking no Astros stuff. It's all Rockets gear tonight because the Rockets have started.
Yeah. Are you excited about the team?
I tell you what. I like what I see. what I like is, you know, even before the season started, we talked about this, I don't know, probably on the last podcast, that Harden and Westbrook want to play together. The fact that they want to play together, I think it supersedes anything everybody else is going to come up with as reasons why it won't work. Because thus far, it's been exactly as advertised. Harden had a 59-point game, and Russ had a triple-double the same game.
Yeah, Russ can't shoot. That's pretty clear.
He had almost a triple-double tonight. He was 18-8-7. Harden had a double-double. Capella had a double-double. P.J. Tucker had a double-double. They're playing well together. The defense has got to come along, but they're starting to get it. And that's, I mean, we're fucking, what, 8 games into the season? 5-3. It's not bad. Mm. It's way better than what it was going on last year.
Okay.
Last year,
we started anything that I'm excited about. They got a bunch of guys with names on their team. You know what I mean? They've recreated Oklahoma City, Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, we do have
Thunder.
Tabo. We have mm-hmm. Tabo.
South, which that's whatever that is. They're gonna win a bunch of games. I find it interesting they're doing the whole save the player's legs move with
Westbrook.
Yeah, with Westbrook. He's not playing like in second halves. And
he didn't play the back-to-back night.
He's like not playing every other minute of the third Wednesday.
Dude, I don't know.
When
he's on the floor, though, he's got eternal turbo on. So
yeah, I get it. I mean, but would you think that your guy that you're kind of locked into now is already taking... I mean, he goes off the court, I mean, and he's like wrapped his knees in ice. It's like, he doesn't look like he's a 40-year-old man, but man, some of these moves kind of make it feel like he's a 40-year-old man.
Nah, I like it. It's early, but I like what I see. There's a lot of potential here. And then the flip side is, obviously, they played the Warriors tonight. They put a beating on the Warriors.
The Warriors are no good, man.
Well, they won their first game in their new arena last night against Portland.
They are no good.
No, they're not, but they got hustle amongst them. Curry got hurt. You know, he broke his hand, and he's out for 3.5 months,
yeah,
something like that.
Months.
Klay Thompson's out the whole season. Kevin Durant's gone. Draymond Green was hurt. Hell, even their other D'Angelo Russell was out the last couple of games for them.
Oh, yeah, that was their big free agent.
Yeah, so they literally have nobody out there playing. And they gave it their best, whatever. But
it couldn't happen to a better group of douchebags.
It's the German phrase, and I find it kind of funny because I do tie it both to what's going on with the Warriors, but also what happened to us with the Astros, is Schadenfreude, the pleasure in someone else's pain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We enjoyed, I personally took pleasure that the Los Angeles Dodgers lost the last two World Series at home in Chavez Ravine. And then we got to taste that shit this year, right?
Oh, okay.
Fair enough. I think it's hilarious. Why,
you don't like the Dodgers?
No, I like, fuck them, whatever. But I also think it's hilarious that now the Warriors, for the last 8 years, have been putting beatings on everybody. Now they get to experience the other side, right? The other shoe is dropped.
Yeah.
And,
well,
that,
I mean,
same thing applies.
You can't
I
be
take
great.
Pleasure.
You can't be great forever. I just never really liked that particular group of players. I didn't like Durant chasing the ring or going, you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
That, I've always thought that's really goofy. I guess I say that. I don't blame anybody for doing whatever they do, but it just kind of comes off like
weak.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, you know, back in Jordan wouldn't have done that. Although the game was different back then. I don't know. Who knows? It just the whole group of guys just kind of rubs me the wrong way. You
sure,
know what I mean?
I don't have any disagreement.
The coach too. I don't like the coach either. He's kind of a douchebag.
Draymond is my favorite.
Oh, but donkey. I don't like I've grown older, Nick. I've tried not to be so like so much of a hater. You know what I mean? That's something that I'm working on. I'm being serious. No, I'm being dead serious. Okay. Like I don't, you know, I used to like hate UT once upon a time. I don't hate UT. I don't watch college football anymore. Sure. So there's that. But you know what I mean? Like I just try to remove all the haterness out of my soul. There's no more room for it, Nick. Just only love here in the Schatzer household.
Just love.
Yeah, all you need is love. All you need is love.
I feel like we need a little Barry White and talk like this right now.
No, that was okay. I've had enough of you, sir. Do you want to keep doing NBA stuff? Do you want to do any of the China NBA stuff now? Or do you want to wait like until it's after the break? We'll do some serious stuff later.
We can do the China NBA later. Last wrap up.
Like it's so early in the actual NBA to really like take any kind of analysis away.
So what we can take analysis on though is football, the NFL. Okay, right?
We're talking football.
Yeah, we can jump over to that. We got Texans at 6-3 after 9 weeks. And
you said you would have guessed that, right?
No, pleasantly surprised. Pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, for sure. They've done it weird. I told you they don't.
Well, the best part is the last 5 games, we've managed to not have Deshaun Watson get killed. And when you keep that guy upright, it's amazing what happens.
Yeah.
He's kind of a stud.
He's pretty good. He's pretty good.
He's kind of a stud. The last time he and Lamar Jackson, who were playing obviously this weekend, Baltimore, the last time they played head to head was in college. It was the year Lamar Jackson won the Heisman Trophy, but Clemson won the national title.
Oh, yeah? Interesting.
And in the heads-up game, Lamar Jackson brought his team back late, took a lead. Clemson marched right back down, took it back. Lamar and Louisville came back down one last time, and he got picked.
Let me ask you.
There was like 1,100, 1,200 yards that game between the two.
Let me just throw something that just popped in my head because, you know, I have kind of a hard-on for Dabo Swinney being the Texans head coach. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to happen this year. I think it's too late in the season, but...
Now, Booty Chin's got it locked down.
Let me ask you something crazy. Absolutely bonkers. Clemson is what, number 5 now? Undefeated?
No, yes.
I was talking to my dad last night about the top rankings. If there's a situation where Clemson...
Is Clemson undefeated? I thought they lost.
Did they lose a game? Now it's going to throw my story off. What I was going to say is, if Clemson goes undefeated this season and doesn't get a chance at the top 4, do you think that might spur Dabo to maybe take a chance at the NFL?
I think he... Didn't he just sign a new contract?
Yeah, but those guys get out of those contracts. So, I mean...
I'm just saying. You know what I mean?
No, I'm just you know.
No,
I mean?
Clemson is undefeated.
Yeah.
They're
okay. So there you go. Anyways, that's a big reach, I think. Anyways, back to that's the ultimate dream, right? Is that Dabo Swinney comes to Houston and leads Deshaun Watson to a national championship?
Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins, Carlos Watkins. We have
a Carlos Watkins
on defense.
My name is Carlos.
DJ Reader was also from Clemson. I said there's like 9 players on the Texans that are out of Clemson.
I'll take it. I'm just saying. I just think that'd be really neat. 6-3 is pretty good. Have you looked at the schedule for the rest of the season?
I know Baltimore this week and then the Colts the following, right?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying. Why don't you look at it? I'll look at it real quick while you tell me a funny story.
I'm actually just sitting here enjoying. What are we actually drinking this evening?
It's Macallan Rare. It's a rare occasion, Nick. It is. Macallan Rare. We found a bottle of Macallan Rare.
It fell off the back of a truck.
No, we got it at the liquor store where you buy stuff like that.
One of my favorite Simpsons episodes.
What?
Fell off the back of a truck.
Man, the Simpsons seem to nail everything, don't they?
They've gotten it all right.
Yeah, right? That's crazy.
Everything.
They even got Trump going down the escalator.
They did.
What do you think's going on with that? What do you think? They're soothsayers?
There's clearly a time traveler working on...
That's what you're going with.
The reason the Simpsons have been the longest running cartoon in history
is
because they have somebody that can keep them relevant because they have a time traveler. And so their stories always...
I don't know how to respond to that. I mean, obviously you're not correct. You know?
Exactly. That's how they've stayed.
So relevant.
Absolutely. You always just drop one here and there. You know, they got it. They know.
Bye this week for the Texans. Next... They got Baltimore and then Indy the next 2 weeks. Or next, I guess, 3 weeks.
They're not on a bye this week. They play Baltimore this week.
11-17, week 11, Baltimore Ravens.
You sure about that?
I'm on HoustonTexans.com, buddy.
Oh, yeah, no shit. They are off this week.
That's oh, I'm glad did. You agree with me. I'm on Houston. I'm glad you agree with the website. I'm glad that you.
Shut up. Deshaun is on it by. He's on my bench.
I'm glad you gave some vindication to the website, HoustonTexans.com, of when Houston Texans are playing. So, yeah, it's Baltimore. Well, after the bye, Baltimore, Indy. And then New England. New England at home. Let's go through this real quick. Okay, so you are at 6-3, right? Can Baltimore
they,
Ravens.
Can they come out of the next three games?
That is in two Baltimore. And one? Baltimore. It's in Baltimore. And you get Indianapolis at home.
You got to split with Indy, right? Okay. You got to split with Indy. And you've got to win one of the other two.
So this is tough because you got New England at home after that. And they New England owns them anyways. You could very easily, after the next three games, be 6-6. Or you could be 8-3.
Yeah.
Or 8-4.
8-4.
Yeah. Right,
and I think that's the goal to come out of this. Is
yeah, of course the goal right. is that. Listen, if you beat Baltimore and then beat Indy, there's nothing saying that you can't beat New England after right. that.
New England
at
just
home.
Showed they were vulnerable this last week. Exactly. To Baltimore,
to a mobile, move the pocket kind of quarterback, yeah. so on and so forth, the playmaker. Yeah, so there you go. You could be 8-4. Dare I say,
12 weeks into the
9-4, or you could be 6-6.
Sure. Sure.
Both things are so plausible. I don't know. And then you got so you got three home games in a row, by the way. Indy, New England, and then Broncos at your place. That should be a win. Then you go to Tennessee. Gosh, I hope you win that game. Tampa Bay after that, at Tampa Bay, and then back home for Tennessee. So you close the season pretty light. Yeah. All four of those games, you're probably going to be favored. Maybe, I don't know, what's Tampa Bay doing right now? They're not very good, right?
No, they're like 4-5.
Yeah, so let's see. Yeah, so this season is so wide open, right? Listen, I hate, not hate, I guess I don't hate people, but yeah, Bill O'Brien's the worst coach in the world as far as I'm concerned. But even he, I don't know, what do you think?
Man, I think that he's
there's so much optimism right now because Deshaun's playing so well.
He's done enough this year to not lose his job, and that's annoying because I wanted to move on from him. And
that's a good point. You don't think the Texans are ballsy enough to, like, I don't know,
have a winning season? Well, we fired the GM, but that's different.
Yeah, that was kind of a
that was weird.
There's something else going on there,
right? Yeah, so I mean, I don't know. It's just he's played well, he's coached well enough that we don't
has he
or Deshaun 6-3.
Deshaun's making him look good.
Well, yeah, absolutely, but you know, the coach can take full credit for that. Yeah. And by the way, you know, we've failed to mention one drastic thing that's happened here recently with the Texans.
What's that?
Oh, JJ's gone.
Oh man, he's such a, I don't know, like, you just feel like this is what happens every year. He just gets injured.
Torn pectoral.
This is the third time in 4 years?
Yeah.
Like, his dominance is gone, right? He's never going to be the same player. We said it last time.
And he came back and had a monster season last year. So, I mean, I don't know.
I know he was going to work hard, but man, oh man, this is three times in 4 years you've had a season-ending injury.
Justin James, what do we do?
That's
with
unfortunate.
That guy?
He's a hero. Man, you know what? I was listening to somebody the other day talk about J.J. Watt, and like, he's a squeaky clean.
He's the pizza boy from Wisconsin.
If the NFL really, really, really wanted to take it next level, I think they would really incorporate wrestling into NFL. And there'd be heroes and there'd be heels. And the world needs a J.J. Watt goes like Hollywood Hogan kind of heel move. You know what I mean?
You need him to go bad guys.
Yeah, he's going to go bad guys. Not shave. You know what I mean? Like, grow a big gnarly beard.
So the same way a minute ago when you like said you weren't sure how to respond. Like, I'm not sure how to respond to this.
No, yeah, right. I'm just saying, like, go all, like, I'm just saying, he just needs to change it all up for a couple of years and then go back to Hogan and be like the hero again. I'm just saying, it's like these things write themselves.
The only thing I can reply to that with is my brother sent a text to me the other day, me and George, and it was a video link and it said fake but still funny. Didn't tell me what it was. So I didn't watch it for a couple of days. Then okay. I stopped and watched it.
All right.
And it was WWE.
Okay.
It was Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, yes.
Versus The Big Show.
Oh, man. That's awesome. Come on.
It was like 11 minutes worth of
did you watch it?
Entertainment.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I watched it twice.
Yes, you did.
I watched it twice.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
It was
Would you like wrestling when you were a kid?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, see?
Come on.
I'm just saying.
Who didn't?
No, we liked wrestling. My dad didn't like us to watch wrestling. We didn't watch a whole lot of wrestling. But yeah, yeah, it's awesome. It's like man's soap opera. You know what I mean?
It's all it is. Oh, man, it's the days of our lives for 12 so you get it then. You get what I'm saying.
Could you imagine J.J. Watt going total heel? Like total heel?
I was picturing that. But first of all, in order for him to be the bad guy, he's got to go to the Raiders.
Probably so.
Right?
Or something like that.
He's got to go to the Raiders.
Something like that.
He might even dye his hair dark.
Something. Something crazy. Get like a face tattoo.
Well, then just do weird. Instead of doing
face
the
face tattoo.
Instead of doing the normal face black, he does weird shit with the face black.
What was it? Latimer and the program. Yeah, something like that. That'd be kind of funny. Like grows his hair out into a ponytail. Oh man,
that's it. Yes. He's got to grow his hair out like AJ Hawk used to have.
Oh yes,
Clay Matthews. Oh man,
we are onto something here.
There it is.
Go to the Raiders, and then he can come back to Houston. After a couple years.
Clean it up.
Yeah, and then win MVP again.
There you go.
What's the timetable for this? How many injuries is he going to sustain in this situation?
So in the next four years of J.J. Watt's career, we figured it out. There it is.
It's going to go total heel. All right.
First of all, we're idiots.
That was the stupidest thing.
Yeah, that was great. Let's. Why don't we take a break here? Why don't we take a break here, get some refills, and come back. All right. So now we're back, and on a serious note, we're gonna get dropping some serious time on you now.
Yeah, that's right. So the second part's real.
It's real. It's daylight saving time as of Sunday. Today is now Wednesday. This has been the longest 3 days ever. The fact that it gets dark at about 4 p.m.
Yes.
And the sun comes up at 6 a.m. has completely fucked off everything. And I don't think I'm alone in this, and maybe it's just because we're just old and crotchety now, but like I find a lot of humor in the memeology, if you will, of everybody talking about this. And they're like, dude, I don't know what's going on, but this daylight saving time's got me fucked up. Like, what time is it? Dude, it's 1 million o'clock already. Because right now it feels like it's 3 a.m. and it's nowhere near.
Oh my gosh.
It's been brutal.
What is it? What is it about? Is it getting old? We're getting old.
I don't know. This one just has been the roughest one. I need a nap in the middle of the afternoon every day since Sunday.
Oh, man.
Part of that is the kids were out of school for 2 days, and my father-in-law was here. But it's also that compounded with the change. I don't know. It just didn't work. It's not been good.
Every once in a while, or very often, I'll turn the video game on when Jessica's putting the girls down for bed. And
to be a big help.
Just gotta stay out of the way.
Jessica's putting the girls to bed, so I turn on the video games because that is how I help. Wow. Joshua.
Funny because it's true. But
so you stay out of the way. I got it. They have a system.
They have a thing they do.
They have a system, and you're part of the system.
Typically, it's when they start to go to bed time, because that's none of my business.
Okay.
But last night I fell asleep on the couch.
Oh my god. Okay. So I almost spit out my water there. You had me mid drink, Joshua. So once again, folks, Josh's participation in his daughter's bedtime to help his wife out. Last night he took a nap. That's good. That's good. That's real good. You know, Jesse, you're a saint. And this guy, wow. Oh, all right. So now, please do tell. Continue your story.
The story is daylight savings time. It's really messed up, man.
So the video
game. It's got involved in my video game plan.
I gotcha.
The point of the story.
They used to not be.
No, I would stay awake, wide awake before now, Nick. Now it's all jammed up.
Right. I just think that
when it gets darker earlier, you're
programmed for.
You're like, oh, it's time to go to bed. It's time to start thinking about bedtime, right?
Yeah.
Like today, I was driving in traffic at 5:30, and it was getting dark. I was like, oh my god. It's dark. I gotta be home.
Yeah.
And I never drive in traffic because I had a meeting downtown today or in Bel Air today. That was the whole point. So I didn't leave till 5:30, and so I'm like driving.
You were driving from there at 5:30?
Yeah.
Well, you may as well have stayed there for another
something like that.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I thought about it, but no, it took about 1 hour and 10 to get
it
home.
It wouldn't have taken you any longer if you'd have stayed there and had a meal. It wouldn't have taken you any longer to get home.
I get it. But anyways, the moral of the story is daylight saving time is really jamming me up.
So stupid.
God. I got no video game to end video game time in today.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. Did you have to help with bedtime?
No. I don't help. Why would I help with bath time? The girls watch themselves.
No, I guess, yeah. I just associated with ours because we alternate giving Gabriel a bath.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And or whoever does, you know, his bedtime routine as far as getting him ready, whatever.
Fair enough.
But usually mama tucks him in because he likes that.
Yeah, I get all that. Jessica reads with all the girls.
By the way, he has started scooting all the way over from his mat to the living room.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very deliberate when he wants something. He'll kind of turn around and scoot over there. And you're like, all right, what's up, dude? He wants to hang out for a while, and then he wants to go back. But it's very deliberate from him. It's he's been a lot of fun, but all this kid does, he still tries to bite me all the time. He tried to bite. Joel was showing him something the other day on the phone when he was here, and Gabriel's trying to grab his hand, and he's letting him do it. I said, "Don't do it. He's gonna bite you."
Uh-oh.
And he's like, "What?" And it's exactly what he went for, was the bite. And yep. I was like, "No, don't." I said, "He'll bite you right here on that interwebbing between your thumb and index finger.
Mm.
That hurts."
Yeah,
yeah. And he full on chomps down.
Huh?
Yeah. It's like a shark. It's just an exploratory bite.
There you go.
Just taste it.
You know. All right. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
And that, like I said, that daylight saving and then the 2 days off with father-in-law here, just extra daytime.
It's been rough.
Yeah, man. My goodness.
The time change is rough. Do you enjoy the extra hour of sleep that night? Do you remember back in the day when you might have been out at the bar at 2 o'clock and I went back to 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
One more hour of drinking.
Yeah.
And if it was ever on Halloween, that was like the greatest night at the bar ever.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I think the last time I remember being out at a bar when it happened, we were at Old City Pub.
Yeah. Did you stay out at the extra hour?
Well, sure.
Of course you did.
Of course we did. And it might have actually been, this is how long ago it might have been. It might have been when we lived in the apartment right around the corner.
That was 1.6 million years ago.
Yeah. Just a shade under.
Yeah. Wow. That's a memory.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that stuff doesn't really affect us.
When was the last time you went to Old City Pub?
Do you remember when I told you that we quit our soccer team?
Yep.
That was a Monday night. The Friday before that, we played a game, and we went to Old City Pub after that.
What?
Yeah.
So you've been to OCP in like the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, it was longer than that, but...
Okay, in the last month
or so, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I haven't been there forever.
Let's see. It was, I think the Astros... We're in the playoffs, maybe?
The beginning of the playoffs or something?
I think so. It was a game on the screen I think we were watching.
Beginning of the playoffs.
Something like that, yeah.
Fair
there you go.
Enough. Wow.
Just happenstance because it was a Friday night, and one of the guys was like, hey, I don't have a kid tonight. After the game, let's go have some drinks. And I was like, all right, man, let's do it. So we did. And we did. And we went and drank, and it was merry, merriments all around. And that's when the seed was planted about us maybe hating our league. And changing, which we did.
The
story comes full circle that only you will get unless you are a subscriber to the Tanatas After Dark, which is the bonus podcast episode where we tell the other part of the story for the low price of $19.95. Why is it $19.95, Nick? Why isn't it not $20?
Because the
additional... Do you feel like it's cheaper that way?
The additional
Listen, if it was $20, I don't think I'd be in. But because it's $19.95, I think I might be for it. Tax? Anyways, so, nobody knows, understands that part of that story. But.
By the way, Josh just made up an additional podcast that I'm not really sure I want to be a part of.
Tadadas.
Taking a dump, thinking about shit after dark. What is
I mean, we do the podcast at night, so that doesn't make sense.
What does
sense,
that even mean? It's provocative and sexy. Nobody knows.
What's what do they do with the, what are the, like the Game of Thrones and all that? What are those add-along shows that they...
The talk shows afterwards? Yeah. So there's Walking Dead and then there's Talking Dead.
There you go. We could do our own.
It's Tadatus and Talking Tadatus.
Where Nick and Josh review their own shit. Now we're onto something.
Book it. We got to make sure we get that website.
Yeah,
too.
I think.
Talking Tadatus.
I would think this is funny.
Oh, my goodness. We have
derailed.
This
is way better.
Yeah.
This rare is really good.
This is delicious. delicious, by the way. This is Macallan Rare, right?
This is as much as I've drank Nick in about 2 months.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
That's not true.
Oh, Macallan Rare. This is. We've only had this on a second glass, and this is good stuff, though, man. Mm-hmm. 18 years? How old is it?
I forget. I think it's a blend of 25 years, but it's not. It's not 25 years. It's like some 10, some 12. Some
12. It's a blend of scotches over like, a 25 year period.
I think
so.
I think
period.
It's like the distiller. The distiller picks the best of all.
Sure.
Of
and what's that? So I have a rare, I have a deal
very
for
rare Nick.
My car dealers that if they do 5 deals a month with me, I do Cinco de Drinco for them. So yeah. If they want a bottle of booze or something, or they want a case of beer, just let me know. Give me 5 contracts, I'll get you one.
Yeah.
Oscar's a little independent store off of 249, and he got he wanted a bottle of Buchanan's last month.
Okay.
Last or month four, he did 6, so I got him this bottle of Buchanan's. Well, this last month he did 9. So I bought the master distillers specific one.
Fancy stuff.
Well, there's 2 more bottles after that that are even more. Like the normal Buchanan was like $50, 40, 44, something like that. And this one was 60. And I was like, and then they have an 80 and like 130. And I was like, well, let's go with this one. But it's that master distiller's choice of extra, because it's a blended scotch anyways.
Mm.
But... Mm. It looked good.
There you go.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know anything about scotch.
I thought you knew whiskey.
I don't know anything about anything, Nick. I know more than most, though. I would probably say.
All right. Well. But you don't know scotch. You just know more whiskey. I mean.
Well, scotch is whiskey, obviously.
Yes, I know. That's the point.
That's enough of that. Tell me another funny story.
Memology has been... an interesting thing coming up lately. And I don't know if that's even a word, but I'm running with it.
I mean, why not? We make up shit all the time, right?
Sure.
I mean, not we, but society.
It's what brought something back into the news that has been swept away. And it was also, we were talking about this the other night as well. Because during
more
our
on the bonus podcast,
during our time off, we ran through a 1 year anniversary of the Las Vegas shooting.
Yeah.
And that Vegas shooting, you know, everybody in the beginning, you know, they told us the stupidest story, right?
So the concept is one guy shooter
from the
knocks
the,
out a window
from the penthouse
with a hammer
and fires 400 plus rounds.
And because the what's that thing they said he had? The bump stock.
Bump stock on the AR-15.
Turned it into just like an automatic weapon.
That's right.
Just like.
And people were shot from all over the place. Obviously, the conspiracy theorists and people that were there alive that ran through it said that shit that they're telling you, that's not what happened.
Mm-hmm. I can't quite tie the aliens into this. I know they're included, but I can't quite. But everything else is probably true.
Well, that has been brought back into the news a little bit, but also has the most... how would we say him? The most nefarious alleged pedophile ever.
Mm-hmm.
The stories come back because literally the memology of it is it won't die.
Yeah.
It's anything and everything, and it ends it with Epstein didn't kill himself.
It's so funny. You've seen it in all over the place.
I saw it on the bottom of a damn picture. Somebody had In-N-Out Burger. They had their bag and they had their cup, and on the bottom on the inside of the cup it said Epstein didn't kill himself.
There
I was
you
like
go.
Great. What? Who's coming up with all of this?
Of course.
But it's brought it back into the news.
Yeah.
Something that was there was an attempt to completely sweep this off the radar with what? Wasn't it the Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Yeah.
Guess what's back? Guess what just came back?
Oh, conspiracy
theory. The Popeye's chicken sandwich just came back.
It's, Popeye's chicken sandwich is a CIA cover.
For the Epstein.
I don't know, CIA, FBI, something. It's covering something up. Gosh darned it.
Well, that and you showed me the other night, and we have to include all these links we've talked about in.
I don't think so. That's on the bonus podcast.
Oh, Jesus, here we go. the Trevor Noah video.
25.95.
Where he has, well, the price just went up $10.
Yeah, well, it's bonus. The bonus content is getting deep.
Trevor Noah had Hillary Clinton and Chelsea Clinton on there, and he flat out, obviously in a joking manner, but directly asked her,
yeah,
you know, how does it feel to be the boogeyman, and how did you kill Epstein?
Kind of, sort of, on purpose, asked him. But no, he was, I think he was totally defending her because he's an ally. You know what I mean?
Either way, it was hilarious.
But it was real funny.
That was great.
To see, just see that, just, you know, I mean, they're trying to make fun of it. Like, oh, it's so ridiculous that this could have happened. But, like, everybody's going, ah, just kidding. That probably did happen. You know what I mean? It's so funny. I don't know. What do you think about that? We're so cynical as a people, or maybe it's all damn true that there, you know, there's.
I just think that the narrative. I think that the narrative that they try to give us is so insulting, and it's gotten worse over time.
Yeah.
That there's just more people that are like, "Are you out of your fucking mind?"
Yeah.
That's one guy didn't pull off that shit in Vegas. That was not one man.
Yeah.
There's 8 different casinos that had shootings in them.
Something else going on, man.
It was way different than what they were telling us.
Mm-hmm. They've done a good job shutting that down.
One of my favorite, yeah, that one's hard to find, but one of my favorite memes about Epstein, what I was telling you yesterday, I said, what do Christmas lights and Epstein have in common? Mm. And they don't hang themselves.
Yeah, they don't hang themselves.
It's perfect. They're
not going to hang itself.
It's perfect.
Oh, just the whole story behind that it's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. But it's funny that it came back. It's funny that it's like Joe Rogan'd itself back in. You know what I mean? It kind of like
just through memes.
It's just kind of like just some obscure kind of, you know.
People
what I mean?
Just whoever's making the memes just didn't let it die, and because of that, we're hearing about it in the news again.
I wonder what's going to come of it. Who knows? The last I heard, I told you that I think Barr was going to try and investigate the prison. You know what I mean? Like,
when you have to.
All right.
You can't have fucking Larry Curley and Mo guarding this guy, man. Who turned off
There's
the camera.
There's no way, man. There's no way.
They also happen to give him
incompetence?
Know,
really? We're supposed to buy incompetence? They
happen to give him rope to hang himself with in a noose? I mean, come on. That's not what happened.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
What else? What's your other favorite one that you don't believe? Let me ask you a question. What do you think is the first, like, I wouldn't know, you would probably consider yourself a conspiracy theorist. How do you articulate that conspiracy theory context first? And then I'm going to ask you, what was the first story you remember? Like, when did your bullshit meter go boom? Nuh-uh, not anymore.
I don't remember. Okay, so you're putting me on the spot to try to remember it was. I don't remember what it was that actually ticked it, but I'll answer your first question. As a conspiracy theorist, yes, I would say I am one. And I would also say, you know, that the reason that a lot of people have the reaction, I know yours wasn't a genuine reaction there, because I would say you're a conspiracy theorist.
I just thought, I think that word has such a bad, well, bad.
Sure, it was something that was put into.
I'm a skeptic.
You tried to give it a negative connotation. Hell, it was a phrase created by the CIA to try and discredit people that didn't accept the narrative given.
Right on.
And that's okay. You can call me whatever you want to call me.
I'm going to call you something.
I'll go with skeptic too. I like that. Yeah. But I don't buy it. I just don't buy it. There's a lot of shit. And I'm trying. I don't know. Maybe Kennedy.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Like, I've been to Dallas. I've been to the book depository. I've gone on the whole tour thing.
I'm trying to think back to
what I know about physics says that when someone is shot in the back of the head, the back of the head doesn't blow off. If you're shot from the back of the head is not going to explode in 90 degrees away from where the impact came. What would happen is it would explode through the front. So it tells me the bullet struck the front and blew off the back based on physics, what we know.
I don't know.
I think that was probably it. That was probably the first time that I really did not believe it. And then obviously you dig into the Roswell thing where they tell us there's no aliens. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Yeah. That's another one.
That was probably where it really started for me when it comes aliens? To that kind of... Kennedy and Roswell.
Aliens has taken me a long way to come around to. And I think that my answer is mostly like, there's got to be something. You know what I mean? I don't know what it is.
It's obtuse to think that we're the only.
Yeah. What about
life in the universe?
You obviously think the flat Earth stuff is ridiculous.
I think it's hilariously. I don't want to say retarded because that's not fair to people with special needs.
What about the simulation theory?
Incompetent is what flat earthers say.
What do you mean?
A simulation theory, as far as we're living in a simulation, like this is the Matrix. Man, I think there's definitely something intriguing to that. I've read articles where we're talking about...
Okay, so you can hold a spot in your brain. This is really interesting because this is a really interesting line that you hold. You can hold a spot in your brain for simulation theory, but you cannot hold a spot in your brain for flat Earth.
It's not flat.
Mm-hmm.
It's not flat.
Mm-hmm.
Explain day and night.
I don't know. I'm not even going to begin to even pretend that I've even thought to understand what the flat Earth argument is. I'm just saying that I hold spot in my head for everything. I can't disprove it or prove it. So far,
you can disprove flat Earth.
Listen, here's the thing. Everything I've been taught from state-run schools, I challenge. That's pretty much it.
Touché. Right? Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah.
But no, simulation theory, like the possibility that this is the Matrix. I read an article.
Let's go back to that because that's so much more plausible.
Where you had...
I don't believe flat Earth either.
No, where you had... I'm trying to remember exactly who was writing the article. Ultimately, the article was talking about in the universe, as far as in all the patterns and everything we've found in the known universe and the stars and the galaxies, etc. They said that everything, there was a way that they were actually finding binary code. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dude, if we're actually finding legit binary, because if reality for you, truthfully, on a physical, biophysical level, is nothing more than your brain, your brain's interpretation of all your senses, which are electrical impulses, there's nothing saying that all of that couldn't be simulated.
In a flat kind of arrangement.
That was funny and also obviously completely stupid. But yes, that was great. Well timed.
Oh, touche. I don't know, man. I don't know about any of that. But I like to believe in space mostly. I just think that's kind of interesting. The final frontier. You know what I mean? To think that we are so infinitesimal to the existence of...
I did read an article today on NASA.
NASA.
Voyager 1 and Voyager 2. The government. Both have... Voyager 1 did it first. Voyager 2 just did it now. Voyager 1 was there 7 years ago. The heliosphere, the separation of space in our universe from where the sun's gravitational waves reach, the extent of that wave, both of those probes have now gone through it.
So we got that going for us.
Now they're into actual interstellar space.
Oh, so there's that.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
They're far away.
Fair enough.
They're far away.
I don't get the science behind all that. That's not really my...
Would you go to Mars if you were given the opportunity?
I don't know, man. I don't think it's going to be the kind of place I'm going to want to be when it's time for them to be there.
What if it... All things in a perfect universe.
I don't know, man. Like, all right. Let's go.
Would you go to the moon? We've been at the moon since the 60s? What if we've got shit up there?
What do you think is going on up there? You think there's shit up there?
I think there's something. There's a reason we haven't gone back. There's a reason we haven't gone back.
Yeah.
There's also a reason that nobody else has physically gone there. China's got probes there, but they didn't send people.
Mm-hmm. What's on the dark side of the moon, Nick?
Metallica. They're jamming with Floyd.
They're that rich that's just where they're hanging out. They've built their own little space up there where they can sue Napster from space. Didn't they do that?
They did. That was funny. Josh, you've had a couple gems this
evening. It's the rare, man. It's a rare time.
It's delicious.
What else do you want to talk about? NASA? This is slowly turning into a conspiracy theory podcast. I'm okay with that. I'm pretty okay with that. So,
what was your first conspiracy?
I don't know. Like, I was trying to think. I don't know conspiracy theory, but I remember reading Abraham Lincoln early on and reading some of the stuff he wrote. You know what I mean? Like, we've talked about this before. How, like, he wasn't necessarily for freeing the slaves. You know what I mean? He was for trying to get the South to rejoin the Union by force if necessary, and was obviously necessary, you know. So, like, that wasn't, you know what I mean? There was a lot to the bullshit that I was taught about who this person was. You
sure,
know what I mean?
Sure.
And so that was like, okay, if this person was represented in this way, what the fuck else did they?
What did they, what other, you know what I mean? Story Listen, have I heard?
Let me give an example. I'm not sure how old this book is, but look at this book right here on my shelf.
Okay, Josh is going to the bookshelf right now to get. What do we got here? We have Lies My Teacher Told Me. Everything Your American History Textbook Got Wrong.
Yeah, so that stuff, that was way more interesting to me. You know what I mean? Like going, okay, that's what I learned in school, but that's probably bullshit. So what is this? What is this all about? And it was like the you know, more of the real story and not freaking with a certain slant to it.
Sure, that's fun.
Right?
That looks like it was fun.
I would say that's where it started. That's where I started questioning everything. That's why reading was so important to me.
Do you remember when you got this book?
Gosh, I don't know, man. I mean, how old's Gabby? 9? Maybe 5-10 years before Gabby? I don't know. Maybe that book's 15 years old?
That's what I'm trying to say. 12 years old? It was actually published. This is copyright 95 and then again in 07.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you buy it in high school or after?
No. This is after
within
high school.
Within the last 15 years?
10, 12 years. Something okay. Like that, yeah. 10 years probably.
So it would have been probably around 07 or sometime
after.
Yeah,
maybe so. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Truth About the First Thanksgiving. Yeah, like that stuff. Pretty cool. That stuff to me was very interesting. Yeah. So that kind of stuff kind of turned me on. That was how my brain thought. You know what I mean? Was like, all right, that stuff was, oh, something about.
If that was a lie, then, I mean, obviously, then Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter had to be a lie, right?
No, that's pretty much the story that I want to believe. No, I don't know. I'm just teasing. I have a special relationship with Abraham Lincoln.
I'm not sure what that means.
He was assassinated on April 14th. That was my birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he died so you may live?
Oof, fair enough. Man, he was a warmonger, right? What did he do?
Lincoln freed the slaves.
Not exactly. He freed the slaves in the South.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In fact, that's what we were taught, and that's it. That's all that matters. Yeah. Then he was shot in Ford's Theater by John Wilkes Booth with a derringer, who then jumped and broke his ankle when he jumped from the balcony and ran out through the alley.
What's up with that conspiracy?
That's all the story I got. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Why would he do that, by the way? Who was John Wilkes Booth?
I don't know, man. I don't know the story behind that.
Like he was an actor or something, I believe.
That's what they say.
That doesn't make sense. That's what they
say.
Why would he be?
Don't know.
Who the fuck hires assassins? The actors as assassins?
I don't know, man. I don't know the story, Nick. We'll have to research that.
Didn't you read the book?
No.
Oh, I thought you said you read about Abraham Lincoln. But you read about the vampire hunter.
Got it.
No, I didn't read about Vampire Hunter. Let's skip that one. I did read a bunch of, what was it, Susan Rice?
Interview with the Vampire?
Yeah, I read all those things.
That series, yeah?
There's like a bunch of them.
I did not read that series.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're pretty good.
Interview with the Vampire, uh-huh. And then
Vampire Lestat.
Vampire Lestat.
And then it's all about Lestat from there on.
Wasn't there Queen of the Damned, though? Wasn't that a book, too?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. It's been too... Many years.
Been a minute, Josh.
Many years. I've read a lot of things since then, Nick.
Okay.
Many things.
That's all good.
Right on. What else? One more conspiracy theory. From you, sir.
Oh, man.
So the Jeffrey Epstein thing is total conspiracy theory, right? And it's so interesting that everybody's talking about it.
I want to make the point again that I'm actually very glad that it's made it back. Even if it's through the memes, it's made enough of a wave.
In a lot of ways, we're owed some answers.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, man.
This man said, I have a list of the most powerful people on this planet on my pedophile list because of all the fucking dirty shit that they wanted to do at my place, which I ran it. Guilty.
And
but
so
these motherfuckers are all just as dirty.
And who was he, right? Who was he? Why was he doing this stuff? Was he doing it to blackmail him for money, right? Is that the story we're supposed to believe?
And I mean, I guess it's as plausible as the fact that he hung himself. I mean, we talked about the last time we talked about this, we both entertained the idea that he was actually some sort of CIA operative or
working for somebody.
NSA, somebody's government somewhere.
Somebody that somebody was using to blackmail people.
Right. J. Edgar Hoover in the early days of the FBI. They say that he had dirt on everybody, right?
So
when you have dirt on everybody, you have power overall. What did Epstein do to actually get all his money?
Oh.
Exactly. Anyways, yes, you're telling me that this guy The same way you're trying to tell me a guy in Vegas, both in just wealthy mid-60s guys that are all of a sudden going to decide to off themselves out of the fucking blue after doing something crazy. No, 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 no. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. Hmm. When it came out that he had a list of names of very important, very powerful people, he was dead within 72 hours.
What is the benefit of killing him?
The list hasn't come out.
Well, but... so you're saying that he was hiding that until later, a later date? You don't think that he already gave that to them?
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I don't know the angle. I don't know. There's some people that talk about it, but I just haven't quite figured it all out. Maybe he's still alive? Maybe that's something
that's going on? That's... We talked... Listen, I think Bin Laden might be alive the same way.
That al-Baghdadi guy that they just killed, apparently he had a burial at sea as well.
Well, that's very nice of us to do that.
You know why they say they do that?
in accordance with their religion.
No, that if they bury them somewhere, somebody will find out, and then it'll be like, what is that, like where people go and pray to it. You know what I mean? It'll be like a place where they'll use it as a... a gathering spot to rally the troops of the blahzy 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 blahzy.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that somebody said they were pictured with this. What is his name? Al-Baghdadi? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
The ISIS
terrorist that was brutally killed. Well, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Who cares? And blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
And dog and Medal of Honor and people getting way upset about the dog and the stupid. Photoshopped. It's obviously photoshopped, you stupid motherfuckers. Holy shit. Fucking gross sense of humor. It's kind of cool. There's a fucking dog that does some cool shit. Anyways,
that guy.
Say about that.
That guy.
Anyways, so that happened. And so al-Baghdadi, I think there's a picture of him and John McCain or something like that. I don't know. Like, that's maybe just slandered that guy.
I saw a funny meme of him too, which was
fake news.
Anyways, was the aircraft carrier, the launch rig that they put the jets on. They had the body there, and it actually had a full-on ramp ready to go, and it said he was ready for burial.
That'd be kind of cool, though. Can we just have a sense of humor about things and just do fun stuff? That would be so cool. And then if somebody could also shoot, like, something at it, I think that'd also be cool. I don't know. That might be a bit much. I'm just saying it might be kind of fun. To blow something up. Wow. I give you permission to blow my body and casket up, Nick. How about that?
That
doesn't make any better. I'm sorry.
Morbid, and I don't.
Who cares? We're so weird about death.
It's the inevitability.
I know. I don't get it.
And it's
to put it close up the fuck. Yes. Poor terrorist guy got killed. Stupid motherfucker. Should have been a stupid fucking terrorist. Stupid. Stupid way to end this. I'm gonna cut all this out. God. I hope.
Wow. I'm at a loss of words right now.
Start the music.
Yeah, please. So, Josh, tell you what I'm into. The Walking Dead is back for season 10.
Oh, thank goodness.
They've unleashed the Negan. I'm ready to see what happened in the comic book.
The Negan?
Negan's loose again, and he's actually with the Whisperers right now.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
I'm glad he found a new home.
It's going to be good. Coming up, we have the Marine Corps birthday, Veterans Day, and a very special person's birthday. And I decided, actually, on the 9th, the 6-hour people are going to be at Spring Guns and Ammo, so I'm going to go check them out, and I'm going to go get the gun I want and trade in one of my pistols. That's what I'm into.
I don't know what I'm into anymore. I read a bunch of space books, Nick. I'm reading a book. You know what I'm into, Nick? Here's what I'm into. I'm into this rare stuff, and I think I drank too much of it. And I'm into a book about the gulags of the former Soviet Union. And I tell you what, man. Some of it is some really tough reading. Really kind of makes you think about life in a certain way. It really makes you think about how we live in the most amazing place at the most amazing time in the history of human existence. And that's kind of something to kind of be thankful for, I guess.
Sure. We're at the pinnacle of existence in the best country on the world.
Yeah, man. Yeah, even the really awful things that some people do doesn't really take away from the really great individuals that kind of make up
the reality existence. Is
listen, even though I kind of want Texas to secede, I still like, you know, people from Oklahoma and Georgia. Not so much North Carolina, but South Carolina is cool. I don't know. Never been to North Carolina.
Campbell June's in North Carolina.
They got Tar Heels there, but yeah, no, I'm just kidding. But you know, you get the greater the point, though. You know what I mean? Like, it really does kind of make you appreciate your current existence. So, how about that?
Life's good, baby. Right. Life is good.
So let's get out of here, Nick. What do you want to do next time, my friend?
Same thing we do every time, Joshua.
Yeah, let's not make it 2 months. What's that, buddy?
Try and take over the world.
Epstein didn't kill himself.